Chapter 15. There was silence for a few moments. Then both Matt and Catherine were talking loudly at the same time, both incredulous and astonished.
"Oh, please, do treat this seriously," Catherine said.
"Don't be so ridiculous," Matt was telling Robin.
"OK, so we've had talk about ancient civilizations and all that stuff, but Atlantis is a fairy tale. It's a myth, a legend. No one seriously believes it."
"That's right," Catherine agreed. "I'm no archaeologist, and even I know that. It's just some Greek guy's story, isn't it?"
"If Harper found Atlantis, it would be the greatest archaeological discovery ever," Aunt Jane said, turning back to face them.
"Though that isn't actually what he's looking for," Robin told them. "He's after their knowledge. And while Atlantis may be a myth, a legend, those myths and legends are actually based on fact. There is an underlying truth to the stories. Plato didn't just make it up, you know. He got the story from another Greek who, in turn, had heard it from an Egyptian priest."
"It doesn't matter who made it up," Matt said. "The point is, there is no Atlantis to discover. Harper may think there are untold riches and goodness knows what treasure and relics and forbidden knowledge waiting under Antarctica or even under Cheltenham, for all I care. It isn't there. Atlantis never existed. It was really the island of Thera, or Akrotiri, or the Minoan civilization or whatever. I know, Dad's told me all about it."
"Your father should know better," Aunt Jane said quietly.
"He does, that's what I'm saying," Matt told her.
"Look," Robin insisted, "it really isn't important whether we think Atlantis is buried under the Antarctic. It doesn't matter what you or I or any of us believe. The point is, what does Harper believe? And what does the disc tell him? In fact..."
She stopped, sighed, and leaned forward across the table, her eyes imploring Matt to listen.
"Harper doesn't care about the Antarctic or where Atlantis may really have been. He is only after the ancient knowledge, control and power. We know that. We've seen what it can do already. It might seem incredible, but it's happening. He's already found some of the ancient knowledge, unraveled some of the mysteries. Whatever he's after now, we have to get there first."
"So how do we do that?" Aunt Jane demanded. "How do we get there first? Are you suggesting we go to the Antarctic?"
"Assuming that the disc shows a map of Atlantis," Robin said, "that is by no means all that's on it. What Harper is after, the specific knowledge he needs to refine and complete what he already knows, may well be in the other symbols on the disc. There's no point going anywhere until we know what we're doing and what we have."
"So we need to decipher the disc," Catherine said, "and quickly."
"And we need help," Robin said. "I'm surprised Mephistopheles Smith hasn't got back to us yet. If there's one person who can take on Harper, it's him."
"Really?" Catherine looked surprised. "He must be quite a guy."